To be the body of Christ as the church is to see the world through the eyes of Jesus, to see through the eyes of love. As Christ's body here on earth, we try to create the same conditions of love that he did while he was here on earth. We hope that the eyes of our hearts can be continually opened, as the disciples were that day of Jesus' ascension, so that we can be the best representation of his love here on earth. Perhaps we can see ascension with Christ as an elevation or heightening of our gratitude and of our commitment to do good in the world. The scripture readings today focus on the transformation of vision, seeing things with new eyes, the eyes of the heart. Jesus transformed the way the disciples saw and understood the scriptures. He opened their minds to understand. In his letter, Paul prays that the Ephesians come to know God, that their hearts will be transformed to see by the light of Christ. Seeing with the heart, or seeing through the eyes of love, is key to being the church and building the body of Christ. Around the time we reach our 40th birthday, our vision changes. If you've never worn eyeglasses up to that point, you recognize the assistance to see more clearly. The development of the invention of eyeglasses began with the Romans. They discovered the use of glass could magnify and help folks to see better. And during the Renaissance, wearing eyeglasses was actually a status symbol of intelligence and prosperity. Now try telling that to a second grader who just received the life sentence of glasses. My brother had that sentence around second grade, and he hid his under the floorboards because he thought that way he could avoid using them. Well, many of us over 40 initially deny that we have a need for visual assistance. We may stumble around trying to rely on our own means to make things more clear. But squinting gets old, and it tends to give you headaches. And holding a prescription bottle 10 feet away, well, that can be dangerous. We might get it wrong. Our need for clarity in our spiritual lives is similar. If we're to accept a transformation of how we understand what Jesus' life and death and resurrection mean for us, we must first need to accept our need for his assistance. We cannot do this alone. Left to our own devices, we stumble around and we get things wrong. And like reading a prescription bottle from 10 feet away, unassisted, we might miss the mark of interpreting the message in the scriptures, just as so many people did in the time of the disciples. It was the presence of Jesus in daily life that enhanced their understanding. And that's what was required of us too, to know God in order to see him with our hearts. There are two pairs of eyeglasses in every room of our house. My husband was the first to realize he had to have some assistance to see better. And then I came along. And if we misplace a pair, then we often attempt to complete a close task using the other's glasses. However, particularly before my husband had cataract surgery, which changed his prescription, we had very different needs for our visual correction. Although I might be able to read a short recipe wearing his glasses, I also could end up dizzy or nauseous or both. Tom's glasses were not right for me. We each need to develop our own relationship with Jesus. He has the perfect prescription that leads to understanding for each of our unique needs. We each have different things to surrender in order to make a place in our own hearts for him. For some of us, we need to stop stumbling around the same old obstacles so that we can experience the fullness of his love. Things like anger, resentment, guilt, worry, obsession, greed. For others, hearts are void. Hunger, hungry, yearning for something they cannot perceive. To see clearly, we have to keep the light of Jesus in every room of our heart. He'll help us remove the things that get in the way of our following him and improving our heart vision. When I first started wearing glasses, it took some getting used to. I often got caught someplace without them, carelessly leaving them behind. Because, you see, packing up my glasses before I set out was second to my mission. This caused me to miss out on things. There were times when I paid a higher price for something in the store because I couldn't see well enough to discern prices. I missed out on seeing things important. And without my corrective lenses, I missed out at times on seeing something beautiful. When someone would share a photo captured on an iPhone, without my glasses, I couldn't see details, and I couldn't appreciate what others were seeing. With the light of Jesus alive in our hearts, we can see all kinds of beautiful. A dreaded snowfall becomes a glittery, glistening snow blanket filled with unique life stories of a million delicate snowflakes. A rainstorm becomes opportunity to discover a rainbow. COVID-19 offers a pause in the material world, a chance to appreciate relationships, opportunity to learn something new. Have you ever noticed how beautiful the flowering trees are? They burst into bloom faithfully every single year, whether planted meticulously on a perfectly manicured estate, or whether they thrive close by to a dilapidated old shack along the roadside. They grow on mountaintops, and they grow in a cow pasture. These gifts of God are within your line of vision when his spirit is alive in your heart. Seeing with our hearts enhances our ability to witness Christ as instructed by Jesus. We notice the needs around us, and we respond, no longer invisible and obscured by the tasks and business of the day. We see the lonely. We see the poor. We see those who have suffered injustice. And we are compelled to act, giving time, attention, and finances as called, heart sight, or seeing with a heart filled with the presence of the Spirit. Using heart sight, we can even perceive what is not visible to eyesight. We know hope, we experience peace, and we delight in real joy. The evolution of eyeglasses has come full circle. Today, rather than dreading a sentence of a prescription eyeglass, teens and young adults are proudly putting on designer spectacles. Sometimes they're even wearing lenses without a prescription because they're making a fashion statement. Let us be like that with the one who designs us and gives us heart sight. Let us boldly wear our Savior, putting him on first, and then go about the business of the day. Let's make a statement about our changed lives as his disciples and as his church. Whether we have yet to reach 40 years of age or whether we've left it far behind, may we accept our need for his assistance, for heart vision. May we surrender to the one who offers it, so that we don't miss out on any of the beautiful things that come with a new focus. And may we work as the body of Christ to improve the view of others, so that God's word as a lamp to their feet and a light for their path. Amen.